بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الاله الواحد امين. كل سنه وانتم طيبين. دي عارفاه, يو نو ذس. I think two days and after that we shall celebrate one of our feasts in our Coptic church, عيد النيروز, نيروز فيست, مش كده؟ نيروز, it is a feast in which we celebrate our martyrs, بنحتفل بشهدائنا. And actually, the year 284, سنة 284 ميلادية, Emperor Diocletian, Diocletianus الإمبراطور, it was the beginning of his reign as an emperor of Rome, and also Egypt was one of the ولاية, يعني states, ممكن, of the states, and it was very horrible period of persecution. Very horrible, very severe. And they thought of so many methods, new methods, of torturing the believers. I will not mention it in details. Extraction of teeth, extraction of nails, squeezing the body. So many were martyred, and our Coptic church in Egypt offered so many thousands of martyrs. كنيستنا القبطية قدمت شهداء كتير جدا بمئات الألوف. And so the Coptics started to make their Coptic calendar from that year, 284. And it was called the calendar of the martyrs, the Coptic calendars and the calendar of martyrs, اللي هو تقويم الشهداء. These martyrs loved our Lord Jesus Christ. And as our Lord Jesus Christ expressed his love, عبر عن حبه towards his beloved church by giving himself up to this. مش كده؟ بنقول كده في القداس, he loved his own who are in the world and gave himself up to this. مش كده؟ Also the church tried to express her love to Jesus. And this was by shedding the blood of its members, the believers, to express that they love Jesus. As he shedded his blood, زي ما هو سفك دمه وبذل دمه عشان يقول لنا أنا بحبكم, الكنيسة كمان سفكت دم أولادها علشان تقول إحنا كمان بنحبك. We also love you, our Lord Jesus Christ. As you loved us first. هو أحبنا أولاً وبعدين إحنا حبنا. And it is very يعني impressive that we speak about our fathers, the martyrs, الشهداء بتوع الكنيسة. حقيقة, first of all, I can say to you, one can give God so many things. One can give God part of his possession or money. مش كده؟ واحد ممكن يدي ربنا فلوس. And one can give God a part of his time or one can give God some of his effort, labor in the service. يعني there are so many methods of giving God. You may give God money. You may give him effort. You may give him money, effort, time. But the most precious thing you can give, أغلى حاجة ممكن الواحد يقدمها إيه؟ What do you think? إيه أغلى حاجة؟ What is the most precious thing you can offer to God? ها؟ Prayers, حلوة خالص. إيه تاني؟ ها؟ Yes, yourself. Life. عشان كده المسيح قال ان دي اعلى درجة من درجات الحب، ليس حب اعظم من هذا ان يبذل احد نفسه لاجل احبه. في The Gospel of John chapter 15 and verse 13 our Lord Jesus Christ put this rule. قال كده مفيش حب أكتر من كده. في حب ممكن تقدم فيه عطايا، تقدم فيه وقت، تقدم فيه خدمة، لكن أعلى درجة من درجات الحب، the most degree of love، زي ما قال هنا هوت في verse 13، greater love has no one than this. خدوا بالكم. Greater love has no one than this. Than to lay down one's life for his friends. And so, according to this rule, and our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself up to this, gave his life. He tasted this in the flesh. داء الموت بالجسد. Why? As an expression of his love. وعشان to redeem us from our sins. فما فيش حب أعلى من كده. يبقى أعلى درجة من درجات الحب. The most excellent degree of love is to give your life. And this what the martyrs give. They have nothing more precious than their lives. مش كده؟ ما كانش عندهم حاجة أغلى من كده. إن هم يبذلوا دمهم من أجل مين؟ من أجل المسيح. فعشان كده المسيح قال ليس حب أعظم من هذا. قال كده هوت إن greater love has no one than this. إيه هو؟ Than to lay down one's life for his friend. This is one point. It is a story of love. Before we speak about their faith, before we speak about how they were شجعان يعني ايه؟ courage يعني شجاعة. brave مش كده؟ brave. How they were very brave. Before we speaking about the brave, being brave or being believers, we are speaking about love. It is a story of love. A story of personal relationship between these believers and Jesus Christ. قصة حب. قصة حب. عشان كده when they gave their life, they gave their life out of their love. يعني أدوا حياتهم كتعبير عن الإيه؟ عن الحب. Because they love God. All of you, لو سألت أي واحد, if I ask any one of you, بتحب ربنا, هيقول لي آه. Do you love God? He will say, yes, of course. But there, are degrees of this love. And our Lord Jesus Christ, في متى, نطلع متى كده, متى 10, Matthew chapter 10, and I think verse 37, بيقول المسيح حاجة عجيبة جدا. الحكاية مش حكاية حب بس, ده انت تحب ربنا اكتر من حبك لأي شخص او لأي حاجة تاني. ان ما كانش الحب على هذا المستوى ما يبقاش مقبول. يقول كده, من احب اب او ام اكثر مني فلا ايه, فلا يستحقني, ومن احب ابن او ابن اكتر مني فلا يستحقني. So our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 37 said that it is not only a matter of love but to love God more than anyone, any other one. عشان كده قال, he who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me or follow after me is not worthy of me. فالحكاية مش حكاية حب بس, حكاية انهم حبوا ربنا اكتر من حبهم لأي شخص تاني. They love God more than father, more than mother, more than sons, more than daughters. أحبوا أكتر من كل حاجة. And they followed what our Lord Jesus Christ commanded in the Old Testament, and our Lord Jesus Christ repeated it in the New Testament. هنلاقيها في Matthew chapter 22 and the verse 37 again. نفس الفيرس, the same verse 37, but Matthew 22 او 22nd. بيقول كده هوت, لما جم يسألوا المسيح قالوا له كده, ايه احسن وصية ممكن تقول لنا عليها, ايه اجدع وصية ممكن تقول لنا عليها. And they were trying to complain against him. ده جم يصطادوه بالكلام. واخدين بالكم؟ Chapter 22 and verse, yes, 37. يقول له كده هوت, يا معلم أية وصية هي العظمى في الناموس, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law. And our Lord Jesus Christ, as you all know, said these commandments. تحب الرب إلهك من كل قلبك, من كل فكرك, ومن كل نفسك. Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. عشان كده I am repeating every now and then that it is a love story between God and these believers. دي قصة حب, دي مش مجرد شجاعة, دي مش مجرد شجاعة. Being submitting their self and give their neck to be cut, this is the end of the story. دي القصة أو المرحلة الأخيرة, أن رقبتهم تتقطع. Cutting of their neck, it was the last stage. But before this stage, there is a long story of love with Jesus. قبل المرحلة دي في قصة حب جميلة بينهم وبين المسيح, خلتهم يستحملوا, to endure all the tortures and all the sufferings. عانوا كتير وتعبوا كتير واحتملوا كتير, بس كل دوت بسبب حبهم للمسيح كانوا قادرين يستحملوا. And at the end, في النهاية, the last stage was that the sword is to cut the neck. But before this, there is a long story of love. عشان كده, because of their love, they could offer themselves and offer their life and offer even their blood to be shed. Not only a story of love, and not only a story of giving. يعني هم عطاء والعطاء ده ناتج عن الحب. They gave because they loved. يعني هم بيدوا ربنا حياتهم عشان هم حبوا ربنا. في love and then they gave their life to God. بس في حاجة تاني. كان عندهم نوع من الزهد في العالم. عارفش الزهد دي تتسمى ايه؟ أسيتيسيزم. نسك أو زهد يمكن. You know asceticism? They were ignoring the world and all things in the world. والوصية بتقول لا تحب العالم ولا الأشياء التي في العالم. ودي الكنيسة بتسمعها لنا. And so they fulfilled these commandments which is mentioned in the first epistle of St. John and chapter 2 and verse 15. Chapter 2, verse 15 في رسائل يوحنا أو رسالة يوحنا. لا تحب العالم. فما كانوش بيحبوا العالم ولا الأشياء التي في العالم. يعني they love Jesus up to giving their life. نقطة تانية, they gave their life also. النقطة التالتة إن هم ما حبوش العالم. Do not love the world or things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him, is not in him. So we spoke now about many factors in our many characters in our fathers, the martyrs. Love, giving life, and being a citizen, not loving the world nor the things which are in the world. And also there was a fourth factor. Love, giving their life, and asceticism, not loving the world. And the fourth factor was their faith, their strong faith, their powerful faith. And this faith is not only to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ as the God who was manifested in flesh. Not only believing in this, but a faith which believed in the eternal life, which is looking for the kingdom of God, the everlasting life, knowing that after being martyred, after being dead, they will start a very new, bright, beautiful life. عشان كده أبونا بيقول في الكنيسة إيه؟ For there is no death for your servants. لأنه لا يكون موت لعبيدك بل هو إيه؟ انتقال. واخدين بالك؟ ففي حاجة إيمان, مش بس إيمان بالمسيح, إيمان بالحياة الأبدية, إيمان إن في حاجة جميلة في السماء. ومش إيمان بس, not only faith but also desire, longing for this life. زي معلمنا بولس الرسول ما قال كده هوت في رسالته إلى أهل فيليبي, قال لهم أنا بصراحة يعني مش عارف أعمل إيه, عايز أقعد معاكم في الجسد بس أنا لي اشتهاء أن أنطلق. في فيليبيان شابتر 1, the first chapter and verse 22 and 23 بيقول لهم كده, but if I live on in the flesh. أو نجيبها من بدري شوي. نجيبها من بدري شوي. في من بدري جميلة. From verse 21. بيقول فيها بالعربي: لأن لي الحياة هي المسيح والموت هو ربح. ولكن إن كانت الحياة في الجسد هي لي ثمر عملي فماذا أختار؟ أنا محتار. ماذا أختار؟ أنا محتار. أنا محتار دي من عندي مش موجودة في الإنجيل يعني. بيقول إيه بقى؟ لست أدري. فإني محصور من الاثنين. محصور بين إيه وإيه يا بولس؟ قال لي اشتهاء أن أنطلق. ليه؟ الأصل ساعتها أكون مع المسيح. ذاك أفضل جدا. So starting from verse 21 بيقول كده: For to me to live is Christ. Amazing. Amazing. Life is Christ. And to die is gain. تعرفوا بقى الحكاية دي؟ To die is gain. الناس فاكرة to die is loss. مش كده؟ ده المفهوم. الواحد يموت يبقى ضاع خلاص خلص. لكن في حاجة جديدة في المسيح. There is something new. To die is gain. الموت هو ربح. وبعدين قال كده هوت ايه: But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit for my labor. ده ثمر تعبي وجهادي. Yet what I shall choose I cannot tell. ماذا أختار؟ أنا محتار. اللي هي إيه اللي قلناها؟ أختار إيه؟ بعدين قال بقى العبارة الجميلة اللي إحنا كلنا حافظينها: ليه اشتهاء؟ عشان كده the belief of these fathers, their faith was not only restricted on earth, but going beyond the earth, going to the everlasting life. Believing in this life and longing and desire in this life. عشان كده قال إيه: For I am hard pressed. اللي هي محصور بين الاثنين. I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ. أخذين بالكم؟ ده عنده يقين. He is sure that when he depart from the flesh, he will be with Christ. I can remind you with a mother, one of our beloved martyrs. Her five children were slaughtered on her legs. And she was encouraging them and strengthening them. بتشجعهم وبتقويهم. عارفين بتقويهم ليه؟ تقول لهم كده: حبيبي هي دقيقة واحدة هتبقى مع المسيح. المسيح اللي عمالة تكلمه عنه. لو ما كانتش عمالة تغرس فيه حب المسيح طول العمر طول سنين حياته كان هيقول لها يعني إيه المسيح. لكن because she is talking to him and teaching him all his life about Christ. And so now she is strengthening him and say to him, it is just an instance. يعني حاجة لحظة كده. And you shall be with Jesus Christ. As St. Paul said here, قال لي اشتهاء أن أنطلق وأكون مع المسيح. So their belief and their faith was not only believe in Jesus as God who loves us and so and so and so, كل الحاجات دي and the story of redemption, but also believe and faith in the eternal life. عندهم رجاء في الحياة الإيه؟ في الحياة الأبدية. الحياة اللي هي بتيجي بعد الموت. وزي ما قلت لكم عندنا يعني نموذج عالي قوي قوي. Two mothers. I can remember two mothers. واحدة اسمها دولاجي واحدة اسمها رفقة in Egypt. واحدة كان عندها five children and the other have seven children. And both these women Their children were slaughtered on their legs and they were strengthening them. And after they offered them to Christ, they also were slaughtered. I mean the mothers. I can speak to you also about a new point, which is the baptism of blood. احنا عارفين ان the baptism is through water and spirit. He granted us the birth from on high through water and spirit. مش هي دي المعمودية؟ This is the baptism, water and the spirit. But there is the baptism of blood. تقولوا لي يعني ايه؟ What is the meaning of baptism of blood? Do we get the baby and immersed him in blood? No. It was amazing that so many people which were pagan. Pagan يعني ايه؟ وثنيين. مش كده برضو يا دكتور؟ وثنيين. Not believers. They were pagan. When they saw how the martyrs were very, very brave. Very brave. And when they saw so many signs and wonders and miracles happening before their eyes, بيشوفوا حاجات بتحصل. So they, even while they were pagan, they announced their belief وأعلنوا إيمانهم بالمسيح. And so their neck were cut on the spot. And one can ask, what is the fate of these, هيروحوا فين, of these people? They did not have the baptism. No, the church considered it as a baptism. Because what is the meaning of baptism? Baptism means to die with Christ. أنا بموت مع المسيح. And so these people died with Christ, died for the sake of Christ. دول ماتوا مع المسيح وماتوا من أجل المسيح. وأجيب لكم الآيات, يعني لما جبت لكم مثلا رومانز, رسالة روميا وإصحاح 6, هتلاقوا أن المعمودية عبارة, عشان كده الكنيسة اعتبرت أن اللي بيموتوا من غير ما يتعمدوا في نفس اللحظة دي اسمها معمودية الدم, كأنهم اتعمدوا. رومانز, رسالة روميا إصحاح 6, بيقول فيها بولس الرسول, أم تجهلون أن كل من اعتمد ليسوع المسيح اعتمدنا لموته, فدفننا معاه في المعمودية للموت. So baptism is to die with Christ. Chapter 6 and verse 3, St. Paul بيقول, or don't you, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So, the main essence of جوهر البابتيزم المعمودية is this with Jesus. عشان كده بيقول إيه, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into this. عشان كده جت معمودية الإيه الدم. Can you mention to me one who was not baptized but he went directly without our baptism into the paradise of joy? Mean, tamam, the thief on the right side of our Lord Jesus Christ, he was not baptized, but in the same day he went to the paradise with Jesus, because he died with Jesus, and the baptism is this with him, die with him and to be risen with him again. فعشان كده, not only the believers which we are speaking about and they were martyred, but also some of the pagan, not believers, when they saw how brave was our fathers. Youths, boys, girls, men, women, elders, virgins. When they saw all this, and saw so many signs and wonders happening, occurring before them, they confessed their belief. اعترفوا بإيمان. وماتوا واتقطعت رقبتهم واعتبرت الكنيسة ندية معمودية الإيه؟ معمودية الدم. عايز أقول لكم حاجة تاني. الكنيسة gives great honor to the martyrs. شوف كلنا عارفين how we have in our Coptic church certain feasts for the martyrs. ليهم أعياد. We have so many hymns for the martyrs. We have doxology and glorification. عندنا تمجيد للقديسين. And we put the martyrs even before الآباء البطاركة زي القديس أثناسيوس وغيره. نحطهم قبليهم. They are to be put even in the honor before the patriarch and the bishops, because they gave their life and their blood was shed. في الأول نذكر the patriarch اللي هم الآباء القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب and the prophets, and after the prophets the apostles, وبعد الأبوستلز we mention the martyrs and the confessors. قبل ما نتكلم عن البطاركة. So we honor them. We love them. We have so many feasts. Glorification. Doxology. And hymns. For our fathers. The martyrs. And I can give you so يعني some stories كده, بعض القصص العجيبة يعني, بعض القصص العجيبة. You love stories? انتوا عارفين دايما البيتريارك of الكنيسة our sister church in Syria, اسمها الكنيسة الايه؟ السريانية او كنيسة انطاكيا, مش كده؟ This is Orthodox Church. They always call their patriarch after the name Ignatius. يعني البطريرك الحالي اسمه ماري أغناطيوس زكا عواس. ماري أغناطيوس. مش كده؟ Why? Because the first one to be martyred in Antioch, في أنطاكيا, كان واحد من القديسين الرسوليين, يعني رسولين يعني ايه؟ يعني بعد جيل الرسل, اسمه القديس أغناطيوس. What is the story of this saint? He قديس أغناطيوس اللي هو البطريرك بتاع أنطاكيا, لما أنا مش عايز بس أقول لكم معلومة تبقى فيها حاجة. لما خدوه to be prisoned in Rome, and when he was prisoned, كان في السجن معهم في روما, and some of his disciples who loved him tried to save him from the prison. He was to be martyred by throwing him to the lions. هيرموه للأسود تاكله. The lions to eat him
and to destroy him completely.
الغريب ان القديس دوت بعت وقال لهم اخشى ان محبتكم لي تسبب لي ضرر لقد وصلت الى نهايه الشوط وانتم تريدون لي ان ابدا الشوط من جديد. I am afraid that your love to me, this love is to hurt me and to make me to start my strife from the beginning. ابتدي من جديد. قال لهم اعملوا معروف سيبوني اترمي للوحوش.
And when they threw him to the lions and the lions,
يعني نقول ايه, destroyed him completely, سحقت عظمه. In the same night he came to his fellow and disciples who were in the prison. ظهر لأولاده اللي كانوا في السجن وعزاهم عشان نتأكد ان there is no death for your servant but a departure. واخدين بالكم؟ So the martyrs, their life extend in heaven. والمسيح نفسه بيسمح ليهم انهم يجوا يزورونا بين الحين والاخر. ماري جرجس يقول له نعم يا رب, يقول له روح طمن الولاد الحلوين اللي بيأمنوا بيك. سان جورج, فيلوباتير, ابانوب, سان ديميانا, you are martyrs. You have to manifest yourself to the believers on the earth and they appear and they do many miracles and support to us, to strengthen us and to confirm that the life is not to be end by being martyred or being died, by their life is extended in heaven, everlasting life. عشان كده دي نقطة من النقط الجميلة في إيمان الكنيسة بالشهداء. بعدين عايز أقول لكم حاجة, اوعوا تفتكروا ان الشهداء كانوا بيروحوا يقبضوا عليهم وبعدين يسألوهم يعني تنكروا المسيح ولا لأ, فبعدين ما يردوش ينكروا المسيح فيموتوهم. يعني أحيانا ده كان بيحصل, لكن the most common is that the believer from their or by their own will they go to the governor and confess their believer without any person who push them. They were pushed by their love to Jesus. And sometimes there were martyrs, something personal, and sometimes it was the whole city to be martyred. عندنا مدن كاملة كان ممكن تبقى شهداء. مرة 30,000 واحد خرجوا من دمنهور راحوا اسكندرية. From دمنهور to Alexandria, it is about half an hour by bus or by car. 30,000 people came from the Manhur and went to the governor of Alexandria without no one who pushed them, but they went by their own free will. بإرادتهم الحرة. 30,000 واحد, 30,000 went and confessed. عارفين لما بنتكلم بنقول إيه؟ بنقول على شهداء نجران وشهداء أخميم. اسمعوا عن مارتيرز اوف أخميم, شيرين نيوتن ذيكا أوستاف شي بمكاز بخريسوس شيريني أصلو فورسني مارتي روسنتي أخميم. أخميم دي all the city were martyrs in one day. كل المدينة هور مارت أخميم ولا إسنا. It's amazing. It's amazing that our church to express her love to Jesus and say to him, our Lord Jesus Christ, you gave yourself up to this, for you love me. You love the church. And my Lord Jesus, I love you too. And I will express my love through the blood of my children. I mean the church says that. والعجيبة, there is something which is amazing. Starting from the first new year, يعني بتدي يوم الثلاثة اللي جاي, Tuesday, we shall change our tune and it will be joyful. هتلاحظوا من يوم الثلاث نصلي فرايح. من يوم الثلاث اللي جاي هتلاقوا الطقس يقلب فرايح زي العيد. In the feasts we pray in a joyful tune. مش كده؟ بدل لما يقول أبونا يقول إيريني باسي, أبونا بقى يدلعها شوي. إيريني باسي, صح؟ ده بقى الجويفل تون. تتان الكنيسة تحتفل سيليبريت وزي الجويفل تون أب تو لغاية إمتى؟ أب تو the feast of the cross, لغاية عيد الصليب يوم 27 سبتمبر. On the 27th of September, the feast of the cross. So, the beginning and the end. The end is the feast of the cross, which means how Jesus Christ loved the church. And at the beginning, اللي هو the celebration of the martyrs, how the church of Jesus loved Jesus Christ. From the start of Tuesday, 11th of September, it is the day which celebrates the love of the church to Christ. To the 27th day of September, عيد الصليب, مش كده, the feast of the cross, it represent the love of our Lord Jesus Christ to his bride, الكنيسه, to the church. This is by shedding blood, and that is by shedding blood. Each to shed his blood for his beloved, the church, for her beloved, the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ to shed his blood for his beloved bride, I mean, the church. كفايه كده؟ بس اللي عايز اقوله حاجه, تعرفوا ان في كتب طلعت اثناء الاضطهاد, شوفوا بقى الجدعانه بتاعت الكنيسه. So many books were written during this period of persecution. الكتب دي كان اسمها حث على الاستشهاد. شوف الكنيسه تعمل ايه؟ يعني حث على الاستشهاد, stimulating the believer to offer themselves as martyrs, stimulating the people, encouraging the children of the church, encouraging the congregation to offer themselves. It is an amazing story of love between Jesus and the church. قصة حب. And what I would like to confirm to you is that the faith and the belief which we are enjoying now, الإيمان اللي احنا مستمتعين به النهاردة, which we live in now, came to us across so many blood of our martyrs. الإيمان اللي جانا ده جانا من خلال بحور دم. مش عارف تطلع أي بحور, يعني seas of blood, as if there is an oceans of blood. So it is very precious faith. إيمان غالي جداً. not descending to us from our ancient fathers, smoothly and peacefully. No.
لو عايزين حكايات ممكن أحكي لكم. أحكي لكم عن شهداء من أجل العفة. واحدة بنت صغيرة, شابة صغيرة كده, كانت جميلة وفي الدير, وجم هجموا على دير من الأديرة وقتلوا كل العزارة, بس الراجل البرنس القائد the leaders يعني some soldiers attack one of the monastery of nuns and killed all the nuns, but there were one which was very beautiful and he was adorned with her and tried to take her, and what happened was amazing. She preferred to shed her blood rather than to to lose her purity. عارفين قالت له ايه؟ قالت له انا بس استنى, انا موافقة, but because you are a very very famous officer and leader, انت معرض, you are exposed in any war to be killed by the sword. قال لها يعني ايه؟ قالت له I have, راحت مطلعة كده من عندها, I have a certain magic oil. If you anoint your neck with this oil, it will not never be affected by any sword. أي سيف يتضرب به ما يأثرش فيك. تحب تجرب وتدهن رقبتك؟ قال لها لا. هو طبعا اتخدع وقال لها أجرب فيك. I will do it with you and see if your word what are you speaking is right or not. جوا نفسها, inside herself, she was very happy. And soon she anointed her neck with the oil and said to him, be very powerful and by all your power with the sword, try. فالرجل طبعا راح ماسك السيف, طخ, and her neck were cut and she won the crown of martyrdom rather than to lose her purity and chastity. مرة برضو مسكوا واحدة بنت, عارفين غلاوة العفة والطهارة, how the virgins are very very keen about their purity. فحبوا يتعبوها جدا, فحطوها في بيت من بيوت الدعارة الوحشة. They put her in one of the houses of the prostitutes عشان يعذبوها أكتر. إيه اللي حصل؟ One of the soldiers which was a Christian, he entered to this house to save this Christian girl, عايز ينقذها. And he exchanged his clothes, the military clothes, with her and said to her, go and escape. فلبست اللبس بتاعه وخرجت وأنقذها. فلما قام يدوروا, when they came to search about her, they found a man, لو هو, and so they took him to be killed. At this time, this virgin ran after him and said to him, I left you to keep my purity, but I will not allow you to steal my crown. لن أسمح ليك إنك تسرق إيه؟ إكليلي. وظهرت لهم وخدوها, cut her neck and cut his neck, and they were martyrs. There are so many amazing stories. لكن أحلى حاجة إن إحنا to know how precious is our faith. إزاي الإيمان ده غالي جدا. how precious this face came to us. Not only descending from the fathers to the sons smoothly and peacefully, but through oceans of blood. And this what we have to keep. To keep this face pure and strong. To glorify God in His church. And to give this face to our children and our kids, which we serve. And as there were books speaking about stimulating Hass ala al-istishhad, we have to encourage our children. And as I said to you, cutting neck of the martyrs was the last step. Before this, there is a long story of love between these people and our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is what I am saying to you. To implant love in the heart of our kids. نغرس الحب في نفوس ولادنا. كل سنة وانتوا طيبين. مش هكلمكوا أكتر من كده لأن حاسس أن أنا خدت وقت كتير. كل سنة وانتوا طيبين. عرفنا بقى النيروز إمتى؟ إمتى النيروز يا؟ النيروز إمتى يا فابي؟ نيروز ها؟ The first day of the new Coptic year, it will be Tuesday, and it is a celebration of the new Coptic year and the martyrs of our Coptic martyrs. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. تفضلوا نصلي.